The amazing thing is they look in and they see a gold wall. They can't see anything else. There are no objects, just a gold wall. They're looking through this hole. And what it was, a golden shrine. Now, it's not solid gold. It's wood that's been gilded. And it's a large shrine that takes up almost the entire room, floor to ceiling. There's only about 2 or 3 feet between the shrine and the wall all around it. And it's a very difficult problem. How do you excavate this? The shrine was built inside the room in pieces. And it won't fit out, you know, of the wall, through the wall, the hole I've made. So they've got to take it apart. Now, the problem for Carter is when the wood shrine was put inside the tomb, it was fresh wood. It was strong. It was solid. He's now dealing with wood that's 3,300 years old, and he's got to take it apart without breaking it. There's another problem. The workmen didn't follow the instructions. Sometimes workmen do that, I hear. The shrine came labeled. You know how when you get a kit, sometimes it says insert tab A in slot A? The shrine had written on it, in ink, instructions for the workmen. One side says front, another side says rear. So the lid, you know, front and rear. And then on the side, it says front and rear. And then on the other side, it's the front and rear. So you know not to mess it up. You know how it fits in. Well, they got a couple of them turned around. They didn't follow the instructions. Maybe they couldn't read. Maybe they didn't know what they were doing. But it was jammed on, and it was very, very hard for Carter to remove the shrine. But he did, working under terrible conditions. So he removes the gold shrine, takes it apart, and brings it out through the hole they've made into the burial chamber. Inside it is another gold shrine. They remove that one. It's smaller. And inside that is another gold shrine. Now, interesting. The shrines didn't have any floors. So in other words, they rest right on the tomb floor. They would find out why. So the shrines are now removed, and they have reached the sarcophagus. At this point, they knew they had an intact tomb. They knew it, because the last shrine was sealed. The bolts were still shut. Nobody had entered. They were going to get Tutankhamun. So now they're at the sarcophagus, right? Okay, you've got a stone sarcophagus, and you have to raise the lid. Problem. Every step of the way is a problem for Carter. The problem is the lid had been cracked in antiquity, and it had been patched, repaired, and painted over to look like it wasn't cracked. So if you lifted it, it might break. So they very carefully, they get the ropes under it, they get the chains under it, they lift it, and then disaster strikes. As I said, there was a lot of bad feeling about Carter, Carnarvon giving it only to the English papers. Carter and Carnarvon had had an official opening for the wives of the excavators, the wives of the team, most of whom were Brits, most were British, and no Egyptians were invited. A real faux pas. This infuriated the Egyptian press, infuriated them. Carter said, we can't work under these conditions of everybody visiting the tomb. And Carter went on strike, right? Leaving the lid of the sarcophagus suspended. The Egyptian government retaliated by locking Carter and Carnarvon out of the tomb, saying, this is our tomb. And the lid is left hanging over the sarcophagus. Eventually, it was ironed out. It was finally ironed out. I think the Egyptian government realized that Carter was the only man who could really excavate it. He was a skilled excavator. I think Carter probably realized his errors, and the excavation went on. But in the interim, Lord Carnarvon dies. Now, you have all heard about the curse of Tutankhamun, the curse of King Tut. I think the reason for the curse, this myth of the curse, is that Carter and Carnarvon weren't giving interviews to any newspapers besides the London Times. The newspapers had nothing to write about. They had to make up something. And as soon as Carnarvon died, it was the curse of Tutankhamun. And they started saying all kinds of things. Now, we know how Carnarvon died. He died of an infected mosquito bite in Cairo. He was shaving. He cut himself with his razor, became infected, and he died. So, no curse. And it's not true that many people died soon after him. No. A typical random sampling of people in the tomb died. So, there was no curse, but I think it was a result of the reporters not having anything to write about.